are listening to Queen of Dreams, Can the Dragon Still Fly? That is, I'm told, an older song from their first record. That sounds fresh. It really sounds fresh. And we are so lucky the members of the band are here with us. Rocker, introduce us, please.
Some of the members of the band are here. Not everybody. This is a big band. Queen of Dreams is a European-style progressive power metal band in the American Midwest, Madison, to be precise, with roots in Baraboo, even. Queen of Dreams members range in age from early 20s to mid-50s. It reflects an equal gender distribution and draws strength from the diversity of their influences. Here in the studio with us tonight is Queen of Dreams members. Let's see, I've got Caleb, Dan, Tom, and Sky, right?
Yep.
All right. Got it
wow.
right. They are Queen of Dreams. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Thank you.
And for our listeners who may not be aware of who Queen of Dreams is, tell us a little backstory about your band and what the name refers to.
Sure. So the band was started by our drummer, Dan, who was playing in more of a traditional bluesy sort of rock band before, and wanted to do a little bit more of this European, faster, aggressiver, nerdier kind of stuff.
Nerdier?
Oh, yes, very nerdy. The name of the band, you can tell us about it, comes from a huge epic fantasy series.
Yeah, that would be the Melazen Book of the Fallen by Stephen Erickson.
Oh, wow.
The Queen of Dreams is a goddess in the pantheon of that world.
Yeah, the head of High House Light, right?
Yeah.
She's one of the good guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. I haven't finished reading all the books. I thought she was a good guy.
Your singer sounds like a goddess, I must say. Wow. But all of you together, that hits. And now I can't wait to hear your new music, which I know we're going to have that coming up right after the interview.
Oh, yeah, we're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were just kind of even just saying, epic fantasy literature is a bedrock of inspiration for your music. Tell us a little more about that. Like, where does that come from?
Oh, that is just an interest that several of us have and share. Yeah, again, the song we just heard, Can the Dragon Still Fly, inspired by a book called Midnight Tides in the series that we just mentioned.
So every song kind of has definitely some hook here, it sounds like.
Most of them, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I think we like to think we're not necessarily like retelling the stories themselves, but we're kind of drawing on the same kinds of emotional beats and themes that we like out of these books that we want to be able to share in a different medium.
Nice.
Yeah, it works.
Your new album, it's called Subnivium.
That's right.
Tell us about the new record and its name.
Sure. So the name Subnivium comes from a word that was basically invented by our keyboardist's grad school department. She was a wildlife biology researcher, and the Subnivium is the name for the seasonal microclimate that exists underneath snow in places where you get a lot of snowfall in the winter. So
seasonal microclimate.
That's right.
Are underneath snow.
Yeah, so the mice and the voles and the martens and the small mammals burrow tunnels through the snow, and it's actually insulated, so it's warmer there than it is on the surface. So there's a whole sort of secret world down there that wildlife researchers are only just sort of discovering. And we thought that was appropriate to the music that we're doing. It's a new thing to discover that people haven't heard before.
Do you happen to have a song about the Arctic fox jumping headfirst into the snow to catch the mole or the rat?
Well, we do have a song that is called Beneath the Ice and Snow.
Wow, what a premonition.
We never said that people will not learn anything by listening.
We did say that we're nerdy.
That's right.
I love it, you guys. I love it.
The Subnivium. Oh, boy. The bane of gardeners, right? Now, I hear you guys have a Kickstarter campaign going on. What's up with that?
Yeah, the Kickstarter is live right now. Producing an album is very expensive. And we all are just trying to offset some of the costs of that. The Kickstarter is the only way that you can get the album before its official release date, which is January 31st. But if you want to get it early and also get some exclusive merch, hop on the Kickstarter. It is fully funded right now, so it's all the rewards are coming
great.
Out.
Great!
But again, if you want to get in on that exclusive stuff, this is the only chance.
Very good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And the new album release party is going to be at the Crucible. That is in Madison, January 31st. You said that's when it is coming out.
That's right.
Are you going to have any physical copies? Are you going to have CD? Are you doing vinyl? What's your... pleasure.
we will be doing CDs. I don't think we'll be doing vinyl. Vinyl is even more expensive to produce.
And it takes longer, too, yeah. I've heard. Ooh, yeah.
It's the bigger Kickstarter.
That's true. Maybe if we get up there in the stretch goals, we'll see if I get some vinyl pressed.
Nice.
Well, you know, Queen of Dreams, thank you so much for taking the time out to come down to the studio and speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, we're about to hear a brand new song from your brand new album, Subnivium. It's called Beneath the Ice and Snow. Tell us something about this song we need to know before we listen. Who's got the ball?
This song has the 7/8 time signature in it for a good portion of it, so it splits off a beat from 4/4. It sounds pretty cool. You might be able to hear it.
You did say you were nerdy, so perfect.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome. And this song also inspired by a fantasy series called The Book of the Ice by Mark Lawrence.
Wow, excellent. Well, let's hear it. This is brand new from the brand new Subnivium album, Queen of Dreams, Beneath the Ice and Snow. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As the shock begins to all the change one moment's made, tangled threads that weave our fate. I can feel the weight, and beneath the ice and snow, the stars burn bright. Here beneath the ice and snow, the stars burn bright. And the river runs through all things, so it seems. Don't know what it means. seems to leap without a thought when the moment comes.